Please be advised, the following program, Nazi America the Campaign, is a work of fictional historical speculation. It explores mature themes of political extremism, fascism, and societal conflict. It contains strong language, depictions of violence, and references to hateful ideologies that some listeners may find disturbing. This series does not endorse or glorify any of the extremist views portrayed. Listener discretion is strongly advised. Dark World Conversations present Nazi America the Campaign by R.J. Kelsey. Before the violence, before the death and destruction, before the election, there was the campaigns that set everything off. Episode 4, The Redemption of Jill London.
Did you knowingly mislead this committee regarding military action in Botswana?
London's been investigated 10 times. I say, lock her up!
The suicide of President Charles Sport that shocked the entire nation is all her fault.
How could you do this to me?
Steve!
Same dream. You've been having them since you reopened that last message from Charles Sport.
Phone. Play last message from Charles Sport.
Sport.
Jill, how could you betray me like that?
And right after that, he put a gun to his mouth.
I know what happened was traumatizing, but remember,
you're not the only one Charles manipulated, Jill. He's the one that planted that evidence. He's the one that wanted to start that damn war to appease the military contractors. He made the mess, not you. And when it came out, you didn't put the gun in his hand.
I might as well. It was my testimony that caused his administration to fall.
No, he caused everything. You did what the Constitution required, nothing more or less.
Then why was I the only one raked over the coals? The Butcher of Kalenga, I believe they still call me.
The news had to blame someone, and with Sport dead.
Yes, I know. The vice president had to blame me.
To preserve Charles's legacy. Still pisses me off.
Pisses you off? I'm the one that was grilled by the Senate, the FBI, and several agencies. I don't know if I should run. All this will come out again. I don't know if I can put myself or you guys through that again.
You know how much faith your kids have. Watch this. Palm Top Play File 20.
Mommy for president!
I remember when she made that. It was so long ago. When things were promising. Henry was still in diapers. Oh, there he is, holding a tiny American flag. Thank you. I needed that.
What's the hurry?
I have to meet the head of the DNC. See if they even want me to run.
Can it wait?
Oh, wish it could. But later tonight is another story.
Good luck.
Which way?
A dozen others. But only my name was etched into the headlines, smeared across the feeds. Only my name is the one associated with the beginning of the Botswana War, only one face haunted the quiet moments. His blood and the blood of all those that perished in the war wasn't on my hands. But if I trusted my gut... Had I trusted my gut, had I done the barest of research, a whole village was destroyed, a whole civilization wiped out, a country that can never be brought back. And it's all my fault. I deserve to be called the butcher of Kalanga. All those deaths are on my hands, all that blood. I don't deserve redemption. But I can't have Daniel become the president. I can't have his views become policy. I can't have that anger and scapegoating. This has to end. He has to end.
Amid the whispers of power brokers and the clinking of glasses, the calculus of opportunity began. For Jill London, a path, however treacherous, was being forged from the ashes of her public life.
I told you she wouldn't show up. Still upset over how the party handled the whole sports situation? Imagine they believing she would fall on the sword.
That was the old party. Hopefully she will recognize that we have changed. She has tried to remake her image.
Let's be honest, Stacy. You're resurrecting Jill because she's controllable.
Controllable? The Jill London I know was never controllable. She's the only one who can win.
She's not the same Jill London.
We need to bring the old Jill back.
What if we can't?
Then America is doomed.
Okay, Stacy, you requested this meeting. What do you want?
You might be right. We are going to make this simple. With Daniel leading and Bill, we need you. It's only a matter of time before Cortez announces her plans and she's crazy.
Tell me something I don't know. But where were you when I needed you? After Sport killed himself, the party blamed me. Hell, they wanted me to confess that I doctored the evidence to get us into the war. And when I refused, they basically made me a pariah in politics. And now you need me back.
Jill, you know me. I stuck up for you. When everything came out, we cleaned house of everyone that was involved in the cover-up. This is a whole new party, and you'll be the leader. This can be your resurrection, your redemption back into politics.
What's the play?
We run you as the reluctant stateswoman, the one who doesn't want power, the one who's already paid the price.
10 investigations, Stacy. 10. Thompson will devour me. He already has his attack dogs lined up. How do I compete against that power?
I'm not gonna lie. It will be hard, but you were cleared of everything. Since then, you have been helpful in charitable causes, including helping Botswanan refugees. We can easily play the atonement card. But you're right. Thompson will probably go after you, hard. He won't devour Bill Nielsen. He'll use him because he's too compromised. You know what will happen if Daniel wins. He keeps sprouting about making America pure. God only knows what that could mean. You might be the last firewall against him, Jill.
Firewall or pawn?
See, Stacy, I told you Jill will be tepid. She's pathetic. Daniel will eat her alive.
You think I'm here to play puppet? I buried one president. I can bury America now, too.
That's the Jill London I remember. Now we need that Jill to run.
Fine, but I want Tracy to run the campaign.
Tracy Kincaid? As she even... I know she's a good PR person. I mean, she won Public Relations Person of the Year for 2110, but she's done nothing this high profile. Also, she's been out of the game for years.
She's the only one I trust. She's been my best friend since kindergarten, and she was my campaign manager when I ran for student body president at Harvard. She knows everything about me. Also, I want my family left alone by the party. When I refused to play ball with the sport investigation, they followed my children from school. I want them left alone.
I can't guarantee about America Now or the Republicans, but the Democrats will leave them in peace. And if you want Tracy, then you can have her. So, is this a yes?
I will make the announcement tomorrow. I must thank you.
For what?
Bringing back the warrior in me.
Welcome back to the world of politics, President London.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. After all, the election is 2 years from now. But for now, to the end of Daniel Thompson.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
I'll drink to that.
For some, the wounds of the past ran deeper than any public scandal. A fragile connection, forged in shared pain, now became the unlikely cornerstone of a desperate political future.
Aunt Tracy.
Rachel. Henry. How are you both?
Fine. How was your vacation?
Enlightening.
Did you get us anything?
Yeah, but I forgot them at my apartment.
Tracy? Are you okay? You look like you've been in hell and back.
A little jet-lagged. Where's Jilly?
In the library, going over notes for her campaign speech.
So she's running?
She wants to see you.
Good. I want to see her too. Jilly, there's... something I need to tell you about. Something that happened at the Steel Party when we were 16.
Tracy, how was Hawaii?
I wasn't in Hawaii. I was in...
Tracy, I need you. I need you now more than ever.
What is it?
I want you to manage the campaign.
What?
We're going up against monsters. Vicious, calculating monsters. I need someone I can trust. You've been my friend and loyal confidant. Will you do this with me? Will you help me fight them?
Always.
Great. Now I need to get the word out about the announcement and get some volunteers ready. We need boots on the ground yesterday.
That should be no problem.
Great. Then we can get our first campaign meeting ready right after the announcement. I'm thinking a war room setup, full transparency. Can you handle the logistics?
Count me in. I also think we should get a political commercial created as soon as possible.
Sounds good.
From the quiet despair of her living room to the calculated strategy of a private dinner, Jill London now stepped onto the largest stage of all. Under the blinding lights, her redemption would be offered. Or her final public crucifixion would begin.
I didn't want this job. I didn't ask for it. Every fiber of my being screamed for peace, for quiet, for oblivion. But I can't watch my country slip away, corrupted by cynicism and fear, just because someone like me is afraid to fight. I've made mistakes. big ones. Mistakes that will haunt me for the rest of my days. But the biggest mistake would be to let Daniel Thompson take the presidency without a fight.
Aren't you afraid of the controversies of the war and Charles Sport?
I believe in redemption. I believe in second chances. And I believe in America. We can fix what's broken. We can heal what's wounded. But only if we face the truth together. And only if we're willing to fight.
Why should we believe a word you say? We all know that you doctored the evidence against Sport.
Mr. Bradley, I did nothing of the kind. If you have proof of any wrongdoing, then bring it on.
In politics, the battlefield is not only the stage, but the table. Behind closed doors, alliances form, doubts fester, and decisions are made that can alter the course of nations. For Jill London, her return meant one final test: to gather her team, face the doubts, and prepare for war.
Okay, people, that was a great speech. I must admit, I was worried. If the speech failed, the campaign would have died in its infancy. We need to message discipline, we need our optics clean, and we need no surprises. Does anyone have anything to share?
I can handle the optics. I've been underestimated before, to many people's regrets. Remember William Frakes, Jill?
Yeah, he really didn't see you coming. That's why I need you, old friend. You're a pit bull.
College elections is one thing. National spotlight is another. If there is anything anyone is hiding, it's likely to come out.
You think I don't know what's at stake? I and my family went through hell the last time. Only difference is that now everything is on the table. There are no surprises. Tracy, is there something wrong?
No, nothing. I agree we need to keep the image on all the accomplishments. Helping the refugees and preventing Daniel's Make America Pure, whatever the hell that means. Focus on redemption, resilience, second chances. No Botswana references unless pressed in Q&A. Keep Charles Sport's name to a minimal. Too much association with the suicide and the press will eat you alive. What do you think, Stacy?
We frame it as sacrifice. She carried the burden, she paid the price, and now she's back to heal the country. But we need visuals. We can't just tell the story, we have to show it.
We'll do a split shot tomorrow. Flags behind her, family in the front row, refugees seated near the podium. That way—
No, not my family. We agreed on this, Stacy. I won't let them be used as props again. You put Rachel or Henry on camera, this ends.
She means it. The family has to be off limits.
Fine. Then I agree with Tracy. We lean on the refugee angle. That actually helps blunt Thompson's butcher of the Kalanga narrative. Optics of forgiveness, rebuilding bridges.
Forgiveness. Yes, that works.
I have this great idea for a political commercial. Jill is at a Botswanan refugee camp. There are kids smiling and telling jokes. No teleprompter. She says, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. The kind that builds bridges and saves nations. As she holds a Botswanan baby and holds hands with children and adults.
That's good. Shows that this is not the same party that supported Charles Sport. If you can pull off the sincerity.
That's no problem. I am sorry for what happened. How I used the evidence that was planted by President Sport to start the Botswana war, the Kalanga massacre, and the events that ended the war. I can still see the mushroom cloud and the television images of the aftermath.
If the people feels like this is a cheap political hack, we're all doomed.
Exactly. No attack ads, and Daniel cannot really use the Butcher of Kalunga. We continue to hammer home the idea of hope and compassion. Let the nation see Daniel on the attack. It just makes him look like a bully and pathetic.
Did you see Tracy? She was off when I mentioned secrets. Something's eating at her.
She's fine. We don't have time for paranoia.
Paranoia? No, it's instinct. She looked like a ghost when I mentioned that Daniel would use the past. There's just something.
If there is something wrong with her or doesn't, is none of your business. Your job is logistics, not psych evals.
My job is making sure nothing blindsides us in week two. If Tracy cracks...
Tracy won't crack. You let me handle her. You stay in your lane, or you'll find yourself out of this party for good. I hope you're wrong.
Hawaii. That's what I said. That's what everyone believed. It didn't matter what the truth was. Only the narrative. I wanted to tell her. My doctors told me to tell her. To also forgive my parents. Perhaps this is what I really need. To wipe the slate clean and have a new beginning. One thing is quite clear. Jilly can't ever know what happened. At the party, what happened in Washington. About Roger and everything else. Not until all this is over.
She can't know. Not right now.
So be it. Time to put the past behind and start a new future. Computer, delete last message from Charles Sport.
Message deleted.
And so Jill London enters the race. She drags scandal, shame, and sacrifice behind her, a ghost of the past haunting the present. But for many Americans, weary of polished lies and empty promises, she may be the only leader left willing to admit the truth, that the cost of democracy is sometimes everything, and that the true reckoning has only just begun.
The roar of the crowd faded, leaving only the quiet hum of a new day. But for Jill London, the fight had only begun. The choice had been made, and the consequences would soon follow.
A martyr's arc. Beautiful. Predictable. Breakable.
Should we move on her?
Not yet. Let her build the house before we light the match.
If you've been shaken by what you've heard today, then you are only just beginning to uncover the truth. Explore the full scope of this harrowing saga. Nazi America Election will put the nation and democracy on the line, revealing the dark machinations behind the headlines. Conspiracy pulls back the curtain on the blood-soaked truth, exposing the hidden powers that seek to control. An insurrection shows you what happens when the last warning is ignored, when civil unrest explodes into open conflict. Election and Conspiracy are available now wherever you get your fiction. Print, ebook, and Insurrection will be coming soon. Experience the full scope of the story while you still can. Visit darkworldconversations.com for more details. This has been a Dark World Conversations production of Nazi America the Campaign, Season 1, Episode 4. I'm RJ Kelsey, reminding you to ask questions, stay informed, and above all else, be vigilant. Have a nice day.